Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is. Welcome back. Fully Leaded Education Talk, educated educators talking education. AQIP, Association for Advancing Quality and Educator Preparation, Chief Operations Officer Linda McKee is our guest. We were kind of talking about, first of all, kudos to AQIP for being very straightforward about going achievement, learning, two different things. We're really looking at learning. So thank you, Linda, for taking accreditation seriously and say that our jobs as teachers is learning, you know, because that word achievement can really sometimes distort what it means to be a learner. But, you know, Linda, the time now, though, is that we're facing a national teacher shortage, right? There aren't enough teachers. And we're hearing from legislators solutions to how to fix the teacher shortage. And I'm always, as we talked about the breaking news, I'm always suspicious of legislators trying to fix a problem, largely, particularly when it comes to education and public education. I'm always suspicious. But looking at the teacher shortage, however, how do we as a teacher preparation institution or a community of teacher education preparation institutions and AQIP, how do we work together to put forth solutions for the teacher shortage so that politicians can't put forth their ugly ideas?
Well, I'm not sure I can stop politicians from putting forth ugly ideas. I'm just going to say that right up front. All right. So if you've come up with that solution, let me know. Okay. All right. But I think one of the things that we've really talked about a lot is perception. You know, how can we really change that perception of what is going on in the education world and what's happening, you know, with teachers. And when we change the perception, changing the culture within what is occurring within the world, okay, within our education field. All right. It's really important that we have those partnerships and build those partnerships. It's one of the things that AQIP as an accreditor stresses, the value of partnerships, not just partnerships where, you know, it is the teacher preparation programs along with the K-12 schools or P-12 schools, but it's also our partnerships with other people. We work with our state education agencies so that, you know, we have a better idea of what's going on there and can help, you know, have conversations. But we also have cohorts of across the nation of the educator preparation programs who are our members. And they have come up and started brainstorming a lot of ideas. How can they work together? Sharing those successful ideas, really talking about those. What do those mean? What's happening in their state? What's happening in their program that's going to make a difference they see? And so, in some cases, already making a difference. So, you know, I think it's really important that AQIP has that perception itself of how are we really building those partnerships.
Johnny, what's your perception, buddy?
I mean, I like this. I mean, I think we need to be more transparent and public about this. And this is what's really helpful about conversations like this, Tim, is that, you know, the myth is that, like, teacher education is just a one-stop shop. You show up there, you learn everything you need to learn to be a teacher. And that's just simply not how it works, right? And then, you know, that there is accountability beyond just people like us, Tim, who are teacher educators and professors who get to write up our syllabi and, you know, get our group of fresh new recruits ready for the classroom, you know, that it's not just up to our brains, right? Mm-hmm. Like Linda's reminding us, there are vast partnerships that are incredibly important in any industry, but especially in education, that we are connected through partnership, not only to accountability, but to improvement and to really staying really close to what's happening in classrooms around this country. So as we're preparing our future teachers, we're really close to that. We're relevant, we're changing with the times, and we're making sure that we're always taking steps towards providing every child in this country with the quality kind of teacher, right, that we all strive to put in classrooms. So I think it's really important that we have these conversations, that it's not just left up to us you know, wild professors, Tim. Although we play a fun role in it, we have accountability to our peers, right, and to our profession. And that's a really wonderful thing to demystify, right? There isn't these myths of really Marxist left-wing professorship that's shaping and sort of indoctrinating future teachers. That's simply not true, right? We're helping young people, and I don't just mean young like of age, but new to the profession, right, become ready for all of the learning that comes with being a teacher. So this is really helpful, Linda, that your organization does what it does, but also that you're helping remind us it's partnership. It's really about those kinds of relationships to better teaching.
It's those relationships, absolutely. Those relationships will make a difference and build the depth and the quality. And also, you're going to listen to people, other people who are in the field in those changes, and then incorporate those into your program for that improvement process.
So Linda, so AQIP then, you know, so give this you an opportunity here. If, you know, there are other accreditors out there, if I'm in a position to be thinking about going, holy crap, I just heard this radio show, Busted Pencils. There is another teacher education accreditation organization. I didn't know about that. How do they approach your organization to begin a possible partnership?
Right. That's one of my roles, is to really help people do that transition. I meet with people, my email is l.mckee@aquip.org. It's pretty straightforward. And I talk with people and really walk them through the process of what does it mean to join? What are the costs? What are the resources and the supports that you're going to receive from paying your dues to AQIP? Because that's our role, is that, you know, it's we really want to support those educator preparation programs so that they can be successful, because that's the purpose of it all, right?
So. Yeah. And so, I mean, getting that started is as simple then as going to the website, aaqep.org, and checking there and then checking out, you know, Linda, and then starting that conversation. But yeah, just the idea then too of, you know, quality is a wonderful word again, because it's like, I like that word. Sometimes it's like effective and da, da, da. No, quality and learning. So I'm a teacher preparation institution that wants to have quality control. Is that where, should we be frightened by quality control, or should we be engaging that?
Well, I think it's engaging, because if you have quality control, you're really looking at that opportunity to you know, make those changes and control the changes in your own program. That's instead of having someone else tell you what to do.
Well, that's it. Linda McKee, thank you so much. AQIP, check them out. Teacher education, accreditation, learning, and quality. Linda McKee, thank you for joining Busted Pencils. We will be in touch when we get back. Milwaukee, give us a call. Busted Pencils, fully lighted, back after the break.